Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wendy's Big Show on a Throwback Thursday with the Foo Fighters. I'm Bill Baby Tao Schmidt, Leap 36. You just heard him, soon to be 2020 class of the Pro Football Hall of Famer, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. And guys, it's been a little bit of a long time since we've been able to lead off with Bucks. Get to that in just one second.
This isn't exactly why I wanted to lead off.
No. And somebody will enjoy it. And maybe somebody will enjoy it. Lawrence Holmes from 670 The Score, host of the Lawrence Holmes Show from noon to 2 on 670, joins us
to talk
Cubs and White Sox at 248. Mark Simon talks baseball with us as he usually does on Wednesdays at 348. This week, a Thursday at 348. And it's Foo Fighters bringing us back from the breaks all day long. Not somebody that I believe the soon-to-be, maybe newest addition to the Milwaukee Bucks would be a huge fan of. J.R. Smith spotted in the General Mitchell Airport today. My mentions blew up. I don't know about you guys, but Sparky, I'll start with you as the basketball guy on the show. J.R. Smith in a Bucks uniform. I don't know. I know he can shoot the ball very well. The only thing I can remember is LeBron James looking at him as the clock ran down at the end of game one of the NBA Finals, forgetting what the final score was. J.R. Smith can be had. Former Cavs guard, wing, can shoot the ball, lights out. I think a career percentage just over 37%.
37%.
For J.R. Smith. So he can definitely stroke. It's something that the Bucks could use. You want J.R. Smith in Milwaukee on a minimum contract for the Milwaukee Bucks?
Absolutely not. There's no chance in hell I want him anywhere near us. He never should have been on a plane to come to Milwaukee in the first place.
And 414-799-1250.
I don't even understand why we're even having a meeting with him.
Explain,
in
sir.
In fact, let me explain, sir.
You want Pau Gasol? When you're running down the hallway by Pau Gasol, didn't do nothing for you.
I'd rather have Joe Johnson. Go get him out of big three.
That ain't the question.
I'd rather have Joe Johnson.
That ain't the question.
I'd even consider Kyle Korver at this point.
Well, I like Kyle Korver, too.
Mm-hmm. This is the thing.
But I'll wait for my time.
I was driving in, and I'm trying to figure out to myself, all right, why in the world would they even consider this? Like, somebody has to be vouching for this fool in order to want to bring him into Milwaukee.
Show some respect. Man, got a championship, okay? Show some respect.
I show respect to LeBron. This is the thing.
Yeah, I'd rather be on that with Brett. I got one.
Yeah, that you don't compare yourself to J.R. Smith.
I'm just saying,
you just stop.
About to get a ring.
Yeah, you're really
stop.
Hurting your candidacy by saying that.
I'm otherwise, he's going to turn off your microphone.
I'm just letting him know.
Stop.
Everybody get a ring.
Dude, you are not J.R. Smith.
Everybody get a ring. Whether you're the MVP or you on the end of the bench, your ring look the same.
My man Mike Pryor is the one that just gets the ring.
Everybody.
You don't just get a ring.
Everybody gets a ring.
You were Kevin Love in the scenario.
Listen,
it don't matter. Downgrade you at all.
The secretaries get a ring. We demand it. Everybody gets a ring.
But can't you get a better secretary than J.R. Smith? Maybe one that won't forget the numbers?
I'll wait for my time.
That could be one.
I'm surprised at you.
You be patient over there.
I'm surprised at you. I'm going to go after you when he gets through.
Yeah, good. You can go after everybody then, because I don't think anybody's going to agree with you.
I'm going after this guy.
So first off,
go ahead, finish deep.
I see that somebody took a picture, stalking picture of J.R. Smith in the Milwaukee airport.
Nothing wrong with that.
So I click on it, I'm like, right, maybe they get mistaken identity. There's no way they're bringing J.R. Smith in.
Right, that can't
so
be true.
So I zoom in.
You got the executive of the year.
I zoom in, I was like, that does look like J.R. Smith. And then Shams comes out with a report. Sure enough, meeting in Milwaukee between J.R. Smith and the Milwaukee Bucks. And at this point now, I'm just not happy. So I started doing housework. I put my phone down. So I'm done. Not even looking at this.
I'm going to go clean the bathroom.
Right. I worked up a sweat. And I had to take another shower. That's how angry I was. So I was like, okay. So then I get done with that, get in the car, and I drive in. Driving, going through my brain.
How we getting a play
by play? Did J.R. Smith, does he play with Robin Lopez? Does he play with Brooke Lopez? Does he play with Wes Matthews? Who the hell is vouching for J.R. Smith on this team? Somebody had to vouch for him, because otherwise, why would you want J.R. Smith? So I called Mandela. I said, dude, do me a favor. look up and see if he's played with any one of these three.
What that guy do with
So Mandela looks it up.
Mm-hmm.
He texts me. He's like, nope. I'm like, well, then who is vouching for this dude? He texts back, George Hill. I text back, expletive. He texts back. He texts back, not the word expletive, but in expletive. He texts back, and Rich Paul is his agent, it looks like.
Rich Paul, the man.
So, I for me, it's hard for me to argue against what George Hill may be saying as far as J.R. Smith being a good guy, J.R. Smith's gonna be fine with the team, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so maybe that's what's happening. Maybe the reason they brought J.R. Smith in is because they went to George Hill. George Hill vouched for him and said, I got him if you bring him. Don't worry about him. Maybe that's what this is. I'm sorry, man. I don't want this dude anywhere close to this organization.
You still haven't
told
me why.
This dude will shoot you out of a game as quickly as he can help you in a game. This dude played 11 games last year. Want to know why? Because Cleveland Cavaliers said, we're done. We're good.
Why don't you just go?
Why don't you just watch?
Cleveland's one of the worst teams in the league. Who wanted to play for them?
Right. So you want that dude who, again, asked for a trade, which is fine, and Cleveland could have said, okay, let's see if we can find a trade for you. And he was owed, what, $14 million over 2 years? Instead, the Cavaliers said, you know what, dude? Just stay the hell away from our team.
We'll give you the money.
Good luck to you and your future endeavors with your family,
thank you,
whatever.
Cleveland.
We're good. You don't have to
give you a championship. Thank you.
You don't have to come back here and play. We're good.
It's Cleveland.
I get it. I understand.
Okay. You do know it's Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Dude, I've been around long enough to know one bad apple can screw up everything. And I am not
Yeah, but
a
you're
big
labeling
fan.
Him a bad apple based on what people know. You don't know nothing about that.
Based on what people know, you said?
Yeah, because he hasn't been here. You know.
I'm just basing it on the rest of his NBA career and all the other stories I've gone along with J.R. Smith. You're right. That's exactly what I'm basing it on.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know J.R. Smith one-on-one at all.
No.
Never.
Right.
Don't
no,
know him at all.
No,
all I know is from 2004 through 2018,
mm-hmm.
that's a pretty big track record, of his time in the NBA, I don't want him. I'm good. I don't want him. No. Yeah. And now you're saying no.
Mm-mm.
And now you're going to tell me that, well, you need a way that I can shoot the basketball.
No,
well,
you don't.
Valid point.
Okay.
You don't need
so
that.
You got Wesley Matthews, right? That was the guy that was going to replace Malcolm Brogdon. So you got him. Now, if Les, you're saying, don't buy DiVincenzo, don't buy Sterling Brown, I need somebody better than both those guys because I don't think they're going to develop into players that are good enough to be on our team and be regular contributors. Or Pat Connaughton, add him in there. I don't believe in these guys, so I'd rather go get J.R. Troubled Smith.
So you believe in those guys? I'm asking you. Do you believe in those three?
I believe that those three aren't going to screw up team chemistry. That's what I believe.
That's not what
and
I'm asking.
Do
you believe in them to win a championship?
Yeah, they can win a championship. I'd be on a championship team, sure.
All right.
Yeah, I just...
Oh, no, contribute.
For me, and this is...
be on there now.
Who was the other person we talked about me caring about with chemistry issues and Gary and these guys not caring about chemistry anymore?
Antonio Brown?
Was that Antonio Brown? Yeah, I don't remember. But it was somebody. So,
yeah,
for me...
You'd be wanting people like that, too. Scott.
Right. So, for me, I
it just no,
Russell Westbrook as well.
No thanks to J.R. Smith. Russell Westbrook was the one I said no to
because of chemistry.
That was the last one. Yes.
Yeah.
And so, Antonio Brown I said yes to because I thought that locker room with Aaron Rodgers and so forth would be fine.
You don't believe there's the containing nature in this Bucks locker room. You don't think
who?
Coach Bud?
Who? Who?
He don't know who that is.
Is Giannis going to be that guy?
Coach Bud?
No, I don't think
reigning defending coach of the year?
I'm not sure the coach is that guy. I mean, Leroy could talk
about
that.
Well, it would be a different situation.
Unless it's Belichick. Maybe in that situation you can be the hammer. But
sure.
In a lot of these situations, players, head coach, the head coach ain't going to be there.
But especially in basketball, and I'll say that because it's a players-driven league, especially when you're playing with LeBron, there's a coach on the court, and Ty Lue was kind of the figurehead. In this sense, I think it is a little bit different because I think Coach Bud carries a little bit more clout in the building than Ty Lue necessarily did, has a lot more control
of
the culture, of the nature of the team. Leroy?
Mm-hmm.
It is your time. Do you want J.R. Smith and everybody else 414-799-1250?
Over the three guys that Steve just named?
33 years old also on J.R. Smith.
You
He's been in the
veterans.
League since 2004.
You're going to have veterans because you done paid out all the money.
Only got minimum contracts left.
And two left.
And I've been telling y'all that they need these one-year deals, these minimum contracts. And it's going to be people like J.R. Smith. So you want to get a guy who's won in this league who is not afraid to take a shot. okay? Because that's what happened against Toronto. No one was making shots. Everybody was looking for Giannis to do something. You want to put a guy in there that knows what to do and to jack that thing, just shoot it. Because that's what this offense is about.
Well, and Eric Name
wrote, Lopez shoot it as soon as he come across the
anytime he can
court.
Touch it, he likes to stroke it. And
this
Wes Matthews, one of the reasons why they thought Wes Matthews was the perfect marriage was because he fit that mantra. Mm-hmm. Eric Name talked about it earlier today in The Athletic,
yeah.
Where he said he's a let-it-fly kind of guy.
J.R. Smith will be 34 when the season starts.
Sorry.
And J.R. Smith is the definition of let-it-fly.
You need. You only got 1 year deals. Who do y'all want?
I told you. Joe Johnson.
Man, stop it.
He's 38.
Wait a minute. You just said the guy 34 and he's 38?
38. Same age as Kyle Korver.
You're killing your own argument, man. What
same argument
about?
As Kyle
you
Korver.
You don't want a
I'm
guy 4 years
Kyle
younger.
Korver's 38
I don't worry
years
about
old.
Joe Johnson destroying our locker room. You just said you want a veteran guy.
There's nobody
Joe Johnson's
in there,
a good vet.
There's nobody in there for him to destroy the locker room.
What?
Who?
Giannis?
He can't destroy Giannis. Stop it. Who he going to destroy?
He's not destroying Chris Middleton.
Seems
like Chris Middleton's
solid
rock.
All those guys are
rock.
In line. They're all good guys.
Him and Bledsoe going to be good?
Bledsoe's fine. Bledsoe ain't never had no trouble.
What are you talking about? Don't you remember Phoenix? That's how he ended up here was because of what happened in Phoenix. What do you mean Bledsoe never had any problems?
Who remember Phoenix? What problem he had in Phoenix?
And that whole thing broke out between
what thing? What thing? Refresh everybody. What thing about Bledsoe?
Dude, that whole thing went wrong on him in Phoenix, so they had to trade him. They had
thing,
no choice.
He did demand a trade.
Yeah, Bledsoe haircutting salon, wasn't it?
What was it?
Remember what that was, Baby Tosh? When he tweeted that thing out, and everybody's like, oh, man, Bledsoe's done.
Happy here or something like that?
Yeah, right. And then he's like, oh, no, dude, I was getting my hair done or something like that, whatever.
No, he never got arrested.
Oh, he didn't get arrested?
No, nothing like that.
Punch somebody?
No domestic violence.
Oh, you did the same thing you guys do every day. What's the difference?
What did we tweet about? We tweet about hair salons? When did I tweet about a hair salon?
Not about a hair salon, but you've said stuff.
I never tweeted about a hair salon.
You've said stuff very questionable for me to want to trade you.
Well, you would trade me whenever you'd like.
I can't get nothing back, so I'll keep you.
Yeah, that's good.
But you don't think the return on investment on Steve is very high?
We talked about this before. Hey, man, what a win this bacon cost. The bacon in a shirt. Did they give us those shirts?
We have the shirts right here.
That's what you can probably get.
We'll give you 2X over here if you want. We'll give you the information on the bacon bag a little bit later on.
I was
going to
take more than one shirt, but I said no.
I don't know why you didn't.
No, because I know you guys. Y'all, I know how you guys would do. Roy took all the shirts.
I don't know who took the shirts. I have no idea.
See, I knew I should have took
the shirts. I more just felt bad for Mandela. The one day that he's off, they bring in a bunch of sandwiches. Mandela would have been able to clean up everything for us. And we wouldn't have had any of the issues that the morning show was all worried about. Jazz hands up in the air.
You know why?
Do you want J.R. Smith? 414-799-1250.
You know why that is. Because Mandela went off and did his own burger with LeRoy, not with Wendy's.
What?
They're a little bitter.
That's not that. They don't know nothing about that.
A little bitter.
That's an exclusive deal.
No, Wendy's listens every day.
Yeah, I'd be salty too.
She
doesn't know nothing about that. She has no idea what she's talking about.
You know who does have something?
No
and
idea.
And they know exactly what they're talking about?
Who?
Bofording. And Bofording Bill knows a little something about Bofording.
Yeah, that's that truth serum for you.
That's definitely true. It goes all natural, LeRoy, and it makes me go all natural. You should go all natural, too, this summer with Bofording beer imported from the country of Luxembourg. Bofording is new to the United States, being imported exclusively to the state of Wisconsin by a local company. There's a great way that you can test out some Bofording. Get to that in 1 second. But first, I want to tell you guys about Bofording's 100% all-natural brewing process using only the finest raw materials. We're talking about the freshest spring water, the finest barley, and the choicest hops that they use in the production of Bofording, and the spring water that they use, a special source from the spring water 1,000 feet directly beneath the brewery is where that comes from. And since water is beer's most important ingredient, this exceptionally pure water gives Bofording its fresh taste and smooth drinkability. You'll notice the difference when you drink the crisp Pilsner, the smooth triple ale, the balanced Bruin at 7.2 ABV. Thanks to Bofording's 100% natural ingredients and commitment to quality, all its brews give you the full flavor that's refreshing rather than filling. Tonight at the corners of Brookfield from 6 to 8, there's going to be some live music, as we call it, the Bofording Outlaw Outdoor Beer Garden. Live music with Bowfink tonight and every Thursday through the end of August at the corners of Brookfield, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And in Brookfield, you find Total Wine and More, where you can grab a six-pack of Bowfink. You can also do that at all Fox Brothers Piggly Wiggly stores in the month of July, as Bowfink is the premier beer, also Senex Fine Foods, consumer beverage. Enjoy a tap at Cafe Hollander, Cafe Benelux, the Nomad, or Sport Club. And whenever you're having one of those, tweet your all-natural pictures to me, hashtag Bowfink Bill, at Bill Schmidt Radio. I might just come out and have a Bowfink on you, because Bowfink is Milwaukee's all-natural choice for the summer. 414-799-1250 is your all-natural choice. J.R. Smith, Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters, yeah, okay. I never heard this one. They got a nice catalog.
Foo Fighters on a throwback Thursday here on the Wendy's Big Show. Bill Baby Tao Schmidt, Leap 36, Leroy Butler in the house, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer as well, Anthony Mandela producing the show. You can join us at 414-799-1250 and give us your answer if you want to see J.R. Smith in a Bucks uniform, because Steve Sparky Pfeiffer does not.
Here's a good one from Jay, who tweets, J.R. Smith is an NBA champion. J.R. Smith is a former Sixth Man of the Year. J.R. Smith is currently 10th all-time in made three-pointers. J.R. Smith has been the perfect complement of other superstars in the past and handled his situation last season professionally. I'm assuming he means on the couch. Jay says, get it done. And then he adds the Bucks. Ian, who listens to the show religiously, tweeted back at Jay. Said, what about how he lost any chance the Cavs had at winning the finals 2 years ago because he didn't know the score in the game? And we all
That's
remember
my
that.
Issue with it. Like, I think he's a good player. I know he can make shots, but the dude forgot the score in game one of the NBA Finals.
But Chris Webber called a timeout and didn't know it.
Chris Webber was also a 19-year-old kid.
I understand it. But the reason why I want to go after you, this is a perfect segue before we go to the phones. I'm surprised at you because you're an athlete, and you do know sometimes things happen.
Things happen.
If you have
never
played sports or you don't play, you're playing your video game, you're perfect.
Yeah.
I can't believe he did that.
I always
got
the bird's eye view.
But if you've ever been in that helmet or been on that, hey, man, sometimes you just do silly stuff. It's part of the game. It's built in. Sometimes as a referee, you don't see a pass interference.
But
it's all baked in.
But it is.
So I'm not going to hold that against it. Was I disappointed? Of course.
One of the NBA Finals. And you got the Chief right there on the floor with you.
I get it. I get it. But if you're an athlete, you are not going to hold that against him. Because guess what? It may be you.
Yeah, no,
I didn't go out there and God rest his soul.
Forgot the snap
you
count overtime.
You think Buckner wanted the ball go between his legs? He didn't want that to happen.
Of course not.
Sure not.
No, he didn't want that to happen. But people, man, we're getting death threats. Are you kidding me? Death threats?
So is Scott Norwood when he missed that kick for the Bills.
Yeah,
that's
Steve.
Another one in the Super Bowl.
I feel bad for him. I really do. You don't think we were talking about 2014 against Seattle? I didn't want Clinton Dix to knock that the 2-point conversion down over his head.
Or Morgan Burnett keep on his feet.
I thought he was going to intercept it. It's all baked in. So I'm surprised at you.
I know, but and then you said the other.
But
word.
You're a radio media guy.
You said it. No. Yeah. Well, I think it's all baked in, like you said. And with J.R. Smith, there are some other
you
things
think
that
I
you go into.
I wanted T.O. to catch the ball down the middle, man.
No, but I think maybe Darren Sharper did.
Hey.
That was his spot. You said you were supposed to give off at 10 yards. It was all good.
He didn't have no money on the game.
Charles on the north side. He's up on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on with y'all, man?
What's up, Trell?
T, what's up, man? Do you want this guy or what? Now, come on with it. Tell me the truth.
I have no problem with it. You know, I guess I'm on the other side of the fence with Sparky because he seems to think that Giannis is some type of choir boy or something. And I have a total different other side of it with him. When he was young and first came in, yeah, he was an impressionable kid. But, man, he's his own man now, man. There's no way someone like J.R. Smith, a minimal contract guy, is going to come in and tear a locker room up. I don't think our locker room is that delicate.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. If I say J.R. Smith could be this team's version of Anthony Mason, what do you say?
I don't believe that's true.
Why?
So I couldn't. because I believe this team is in a better place. I believe Giannis is better than anybody that was on that 2001 team.
Absolutely.
I don't think there's as much dysfunction on this team as there was back then.
That's true.
There's a lot of different things. And plus, the only reason why I wouldn't care if they got Jared Smith because he's a 38% career three-point shooter. And that's what the type of offense that this coach is going to run.
That's right.
I mean, he's on a minimal contract. If it doesn't work,
they can cut him.
But I do not see him having any effect as far as in the locker room because I think that Giannis, to do what he's done over his career, you've got to have a semblance of toughness in you. Otherwise, mm-hmm. there would be more people doing it. So to improve every year like he's been doing, you got to have a grit and a grind to you that a lot of people don't have. So I don't think he's established now. He's not a baby anymore. So
all right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Drew. All right. Thanks for the call.
Good to hear from you, Drew.
Why do you think the Lakers don't want him?
Because they have somebody fill that void already. As far as the veterans, what the roles are, it's filled. This is an open spot. For what almost says Gutekunst, what you know, the coaching staff.
The Lakers have
for.
Enough 3-point shooters.
No, for their roles. It's not a 3-point shooter.
Well, that's the
roles.
Reason
you're saying like the off guard role.
Yeah, they don't need no more a bunch of guards just you know waiting for shots. They need a guy that can catch it and shoot it.
That's what
Jared
Smith is.
I think LeBron doesn't want.
This is a good fit here because there's no role.
I tend to
and
agree.
And that could be true too.
Yeah,
it could be true. We can all you know speculate what we want, but. For the Lakers, it may not be a good fit. Could we put up the roster? Where would he fit?
Oh, he's better.
They got a bunch of. I'm saying, but they got a bunch of.
Well, they overpaid Kentavious Caldwell-Pope because he's a Rich Paul client.
That. We all know that.
So Rich Paul's not going to back his dude down, though. But he's not going to back his other get up.
But that's just it, though. I mean, if you're LeBron James, if J.R. Smith's all that, a bag of chips, like Leroy's saying, wouldn't you rather have him than Kentavious Caldwell-Pope that has never lived up to the expectations?
First of all, he's not all that in a bag of chips. I'm just saying he's a role player for a minimum contract. That's 34 years old, but you want a guy 38. But let me get back to the point. The Lakers got enough veterans. The Bucks need veterans. You got Wesley Matthews.
You got Brooke Lopez, Robin Lopez, George Hill, Wes Matthews.
The three guys you were talking about, them ain't no veterans, man.
No, not the
Wings.
We
tried the three babies just like we tried the three babies with the Brewers.
So now it's time for them to move on.
No. You need to add more guys. They got a couple spots they can try. It's just trials, Steve. When they go through training camp, if he ain't making shots, you ain't lost that, cut him.
You
keep
got
it moving.
Two spots open right now. So he obviously is going to fill one.
Well, if they sign him, I'm assuming they should.
I'm telling this has to be a George Hill thing that George Hill is vouching for him, saying he's good.
If I
play with him, we're good.
George Hill has earned that based on how he played.
Everybody in that locker room loves George Hill. So if George Hill is going to stand up and go, I got this, dude. He's fine. Trust me. Then I think you got to trust George Hill.
You don't need to do that with a veteran. I think you need to do that with a guy that you don't know that's very impressionable. J.R. Smith is what he is. The guy has no more room for tattoos. He is what he is.
Sure, I get what you're saying.
And the coach
he's made at this point.
Now,
Dellavedova,
we knew that they kind of recruited him to come in for that. Because I'm from Cleveland.
Yeah.
We knew, but that's what Jason Kidd wanted. Mm-hmm. He wanted a guy that
toughness
can shoot
at the front,
to spread the floor, to get Giannis this point forward thing, and that's what they wanted. Whether or not it worked out or not, I don't know.
In this Q&A that John Horst did today with Eric Name, within that, it's a very good piece, very long piece, and we'll talk more about it as we go on today and tomorrow. But in there, maybe Tosh, one of the things that John Horst continuously said was, when talking about adding players to this roster, that they had to fit the culture.
Mm-hmm.
They had to fit into the culture of what they have already, and that was a big thing, right?
Talked about the recruiting of Chris Middleton and why they were recruiting him was the culture and fit.
That interview goes up today, and then within minutes. Oh, by the way, J.R. Smith's in Milwaukee. Huh? That was like, I just read you talking about culture's important, and then... Yeah. And the very next thing I see on Twitter is somebody stalking J.R. Smith and tweeting out a picture of him. How do those two work hand
in hand?
I think
a lot of that, though, is, to Leroy's point, if you're going to trust George Hill, you're also going to trust Mike Budenholzer, who has worked with George Hill before here in Milwaukee.
Yep.
His boy Chad Forcia, am I pronouncing that name right? Who was just
San Antonio.
He was a San Antonio guy as well.
Yep.
They're trying to establish more of a culture similar to that of the San Antonio Spurs.
in comparison to what it is in Cleveland. There's a much stronger base, I think, of leadership in Milwaukee than there ever was in Cleveland, even though they did win a championship and appear in four straight while J.R. Smith was a part of the team. Mm-hmm. For J.R. Smith, though, and on the court, he fits into what you need. You need shooters, and you also need somebody that has some toughness there in the front end. But Leroy, to what Steve's been saying, and he's been talking a little bit about the young dudes, Dante DiVincenzo, Sterling Brown, who I like in that role as well.
I love Sterling Brown.
Does J.R. Smith provide anything off the floor as in terms of, Stevie, I know culture fit, he's not necessarily who you want those dudes to turn into, but...
Or hang out with.
You got to hang out with him.
Can it also be a
I don't need Steve, those guys rolling with J.R. Smith.
But J.R. Smith has seen how everything can go wrong for a person in this league.
I'm good.
I think that's where I'm looking at.
Let me make a point.
Do as I say, not as I did.
Yeah, bingo.
Well, thankfully, Milwaukee, there's not a lot for him to go.
Right.
But
it don't matter. This is the thing, okay? Me personally hang out with celebrities. I hang out more with regular people than celebrities. I would say 98% of these people drink something that would get you a little toasted, you know?
I have sizzle.
That don't make me drink. I can hang out. Steve, with three-time felons. I mean, bad people, but they're good people. They ain't gonna make me be a felon. Just because you hang out with somebody don't make you a bad person.
And you need to stop thinking everybody is you. Because not everybody is you. You're on a whole different level.
This is the point, though. I just don't judge folk based on what they've done in the past. I judge them what they're doing now. And they can't make me do something wrong. If somebody make me do something, and we talk about this in Butler versus Bullying, if somebody make you do something wrong, that means you always wanted to do it. You just need a little nudge. When J.R. Smith gets here, if he's in a Bentley, because our weather is fantastic right now. We're going to be 100 degrees tomorrow. I mean, it's going to be amazing. If he got a drop-top Rolls Royce riding on the north side where everybody claims it's so dangerous, I go there all the time. I ain't seen no danger. And he want to put DiVincenzo, what's his name?
Dante DiVincenzo.
Yeah, him too.
Him too.
Put him in the back seat.
DJ in the front.
With Sterling. Well, don't let Sterling drive, though. We got to keep Sterling away from the police.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just rolling out, and you get a picture of that. I'm not going to think it's, that's a bad look. I'm going to say he's with his teammates, and he's bonding. Because until I hear anything bad, I'm going to give him a clean canvas to paint his own picture. I can't be judging these guys based on some of these other guys, especially some of these other players be putting these rumors out because they don't like the guy. Let's find out. At the end of the day, Booten has to fill them two spots with shooters, not people just going to sit on the bench and just suck up the air from the five serve. We're trying to win a championship. And the guy who's won one, other than, is Pau Gasol back?
Well, he could be the other one on that minimum deal.
Right,
he said that he wants to be that guy.
You may have one guy in that locker room that won a championship. That means something, man.
I want to ask you something along those lines after the break about there can be a difference between winning a championship, right? And there can also be a difference between having championship pedigree.
That's true.
Like George Hill, we got to see, had championship pedigree.
And he light-skinned. You trust all light-skinned people.
I'm just not...
George Hill is all right.
I don't know if I'm sold that J.R. Smith has championship pedigree, even though he's been around dudes for the last 5-7 years.
That's fair.
Simply that... But, is a championship pedigree player. I want to get that after the break. Right. First, I want to hear you talk about Dean Murray.
Hey, Dean Murray's the man, guys. I've been saying this for a while. Gary's been saying it. And we talk about the seasons of diamonds. Did I tell you about this? This is a true story. My good friend of mine, he went and bought a ring from a place, but he was overseas, wanted to save a little bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets back, and he stayed with we played golf, me, him, Gary, and a few other Gary friends. Michael Hart, Vance, and all this. And he just kind of pulled it
Thanks
out.
Thanks for the invite.
Well, it was big wigs, man.
It's all good, man.
Steve, he pulled the ring out, and that thing looked like, I mean, it was just real cloudy. I said, dude, you can't get that to her.
You could see the green stuff already underneath that was going to be
man,
on her
Man, I paid $8,000. I said, I don't care what you paid, because she's going to take it to a jeweler, and she's going to be upset. Let's go see a professional. We walk in. Dean wasn't even open. but he got a keto. Mm-hmm. Goes in there. The guy with the glasses on with that look all
at the one little one that
they don't even let him out. They don't even let him out of the building. He was still there cutting some diamonds up because he'll make it just for you. He said, "Yeah, you got your this. You need a this. Dean takes it back, gets the proper diamond, and he presented it to her about 3 weeks ago. She's happy. He tell me all the time, man, you saved me. That's what Dean Murray's going to do for you guys. He got three locations. If you can't go to my favorite one, I understand. That's 7477 West Layton. I love it. I mean, pull right up parking. They got little waters in there now. They got some twitchy roads. Don't be alarmed if you see a lot of people there. It's always people there. Go, people are buying. They sell more watch batteries than anybody. Now, think about that. Some of the watches you think you're just piling up. You need a battery. Go see Dean Murray. Guys, I'm telling you, if you're in Union Grove, Paris, Kenosha, go to Burlington, man, 348 Pine Street. If you're over there with, so you know, the people with the good credit, mm-hmm. down on Blue Mountain Road.
Corners of Brookfield.
Yeah, 17100. You know, just go up to Suite 206, go to the Jewelry Center, and say, I need some help. Or you can go to shoptjc.com and chat with somebody. Do it today, guys. If you're going to pop the big question, you want her to say yes, but you also want her to be happy. It's the Jewelry Center with Dean Murray.
You want J.R. Smith in a Bucks uniform?
We asked you next,
414-799-1250. Championship pedigree is the question mark. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Today on a Throwback Thursday, this is the Wendy's Big Sean, Bill Baby Tao, Schmidt, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, and Leap 36, Leroy Butler in the house.
So, who goes first this week for picking who we're doing for Throwback Thursday?
Was that you that picked the Foo Fighters?
No, it was Mandela.
It was Mandela. All right, Anthony.
Let's go with John Mellencamp.
John Cougar Mellencamp. Locked in. He will also be at a Farm Aid concert coming up here soon.
Yeah.
Good call. Sparky?
Our boy, formerly the Bill Michaels Show back in the day, Matt Regacious.
Okay.
Is coming into tomorrow, and he's going to be in studio tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
And he's coming into
the
town.
Big Ragu.
Yeah, he's coming into town, him and his girl, I think his wife is coming with him, to go to Alpine Valley to see Jimmy Buffett. So I'll go with Jimmy
Are
Buffett.
Are you serious?
I'll go with Jimmy Buffett.
Man, that's where I was going
to
go.
In honor of Matt Regacious, who will be here tomorrow. I'm so excited to see him.
I will also be attending Jimmy Buffett this weekend.
Yeah, he's coming into town tomorrow to see Jimmy Buffett, so I nominated Jimmy Buffett for Throwback Thursday. Yeah,
he's one of my favorites.
Leap 36?
Let's go with the Isley Brothers, because I think my friend Steve, I got 50
friends. I'm good with that.
50 mm-hmm. friends named Steve is taking me and my wife to the, I think it's August the 10th, I think. They come in here.
It's a good day.
State Fair Park in the Commodores or something.
Ooh, really?
So I'll go with the Isley Brothers.
All right, that's a good day.
Palak is taking you?
Not Steve Palak. That's my other Palak. Friend.
He's got another friend. I like that.
I just figured he's that favorite. Steph. The favorite right. Steve on him. Yeah. All of his Steves is Palak. He's one.
He is my favorite.
Palak is one.
How does that make you feel?
Sometimes the leader gets jealous, though.
I'm totally fine. He's all about Steve Palak.
You know
that's
where you
my
are.
Guy, man.
Yeah,
I
totally get
it. I love him.
Yeah.
His wife does get a little jealous that we got a bromance. She's like, break it up, guys. The leader. She's.
Just can't happen. Just can't happen. That's I'm going to go with the Doobie man. Brothers
okay.
on a Throwback Thursday.
The Doobie Brothers was very significant from this show. Steve, you remember What's Happening?
Oh, yeah.
With Rerun and all those guys.
What's Happening Now, too.
Show.
And they wanted him to sneak in a recorder to record the Doobie Brothers. And Rerun wouldn't do it. And I forgot the other guy's name with the afro.
Dwayne?
Yes. was saying, man, you can't do it. It's illegal. Da-da. And I don't think they did it, but the Doobie Brothers.
Well, we're going to walk the lines
of
legality.
I first heard them.
A little bit later on when I got to play something that happened at Wrigley Field yesterday. But we'll get into some other stuff around Wrigley Field with Lawrence Holmes of 670 The Score coming up here soon on The Fan. Malik's on the north side. Malik, you want J.R. Smith on the Milwaukee Bucks visiting today?
I love my man that's sitting there with you guys, a future Hall of Famer, but I disagree with him. No,
okay, let me hear it. Tell me why. Tell me why.
First reason why I don't want him, 2004 to 2018, track record.
Okay.
Second thing, the second reason why I don't want him, he played with one of the greatest players that's probably ever played besides MJ and Kobe. There's no way, if he didn't listen to him, why are you going to listen to Giannis? Who on that team is going to keep him in check?
Thank you.
I mean, I just don't. I don't understand.
Keep him in check from doing what, though? What is? What do you mean, keep him in check?
I'm not even saying. And Leroy, I'm not even talking about his off the.
No, I know what you're saying. I know.
I'm just talking about when he has. I believe he has something mentally wrong with him. I don't mean that in a bad way.
No, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. I know.
When he goes in that mode, he goes in that mode.
Yeah.
And you can't tell him what to do.
He gets locked in.
You know what? He gets locked in.
You're right.
But right now, we don't need that. And I'm with Steve, man. What's going on with DiVincenzo? I'm saying his name correctly.
No, it's okay. They need to find out more from him. And you got a great point. That may stun his growth. That's a good argument. That's a good argument.
Let's go get Joe.
Joe's 115.
Let's start.
Malik.
Let's start that hashtag. Let's go get Joe.
You can't say go get Joe, and he's 1,300 years old. And you said
this old as Kyle Korver. People want Kyle Korver.
Wait a minute, but you threw out that about J.R. Smith.
Just because
so
he said he was 33, so I just looked it up to see.
He's 34.
He'll be 34 in September.
Yeah.
So let's take age out of it then. Then okay, fine.
No, his age, I don't care about J.R. Smith's age.
I know, because you like him.
I don't like J.R. Smith.
You don't care about...
I don't care about any of their ages. This is just... I think all three of them can play.
I care about age.
All three of us.
Oh, so you don't want to care about age.
Yeah, I'm the age discriminator.
Oh, you didn't break. I apologize. Mm-hmm. I thought it was Steve said, you know, he's too old. He's 34 years old.
No, I just said he was 34.
Joe Johnson's.
No, that's me.
And Joe Johnson can shoot, too. But I don't know if he's ready for NBA. For that. He's not ready.
Have you seen him play?
Playing the big three and playing the NBA is different.
Dude, he's got to play 15 minutes a night. That's all he's got to play here.
No.
He doesn't got to go play 40 minutes
a night.
Yeah,
but he does have to go up and down the floor.
Come on, man. He can't defend nobody, man.
What?
Can't defend nobody.
Oh, because J.R. Smith plays defense.
Yeah, he can play better than somebody 4 years older than him. Are you kidding me? Stop it.
Steve just threw the hands up in the air.
Don't think who's a better defender? Who's a better defender?
I don't think either one of them are all that good at this point of their career.
Come on, Steve.
I think Joe Johnson, nice and long.
Joe Johnson can't touch his toes.
Joe Johnson's smart.
He can't touch his toes. He can shoot now.
I don't care. You don't have to touch his toes.
He does have to be able to defend laterally.
This isn't an aerobics class. He's got to shoot the damn basketball.
They're going to run around him, and Steve will be okay with it.
But Joe Johnson's a little bit bigger. He's like
Wayne Simmons on your team, man. You need Wayne Simmons types. You need that.
He's Wayne Simmons type?
Yeah,
that's what you're saying J.R. Smith is?
And that's what.
No, I definitely don't want him.
Wait, man, that's the only reason why we won.
Wayne Simmons is a whole different level.
I went to Wayne Simmons and said, I do not want to see Brenton Jones in the secondary. I never saw the guy.
Okay, Leroy. Who did Wayne Simmons want to fight in the locker room the one time?
Everybody.
Reggie?
Everybody.
Reggie.
No.
Reggie.
No,
the Hall of Famer.
No, wait.
Steve stood up and looked right at
Steve.
Leroy.
Oh, my eyes are bulging out of my head.
You're wrong. You're wrong. He did not want to fight Reggie.
Reggie wanted to fight him?
Nope. He fought Reggie.
Oh, so
he went right to it. He fought him. He wasn't taking no breaks. We're taking one. Lawrence Holmes joins us next.
So you know he's crazy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.